This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. Also, we've got Skype. You can connect to us via Skype username lrn.fm. So do feel free to use whatever option is best for you. Phone, again, is 855-453. And tonight, we've got a special guest host in the studio. His name is Ryder, and he is here courtesy of Puke and the Gang. Hey, Ryder.
Hello. Why do you say that I'm here courtesy of another website?
Well, the gang let you out.
They let me out?
They let you out for a day so you can come hang out with us, right? I couldn't get the top gang members here because they're too busy.
Sure.
I was
not the top ones.
That's
just
great.
Just the bottom ones.
That's nice. So what do you guys call yourself? Gangsters?
Gangsters works, pukers works. I think the show has a little bit of a name problem because you go up to someone and you say, hey, listen to my new show. It's called Puke and the Gang. And they go, that's disgusting.
Well, Ryder is probably the most talented of all of the
Puke
and the Gang hosts
you.
Because, I mean, you can hold a show down alone.
I think some people cut themselves short. I think a lot of people can ramble on for hours about nothing if they really wanted to.
But would it be listenable if a lot of people rambled on for a long time? And they actually have you do your own show within a show over at PukeInTheGang.com.
Sure. Yeah. I guess it's called The Break Show. It came about because we live stream. We don't take breaks like LRN does every 15 minutes. Unfortunately, you have to stick to those radio schedules. Because you run a podcast that's on your own schedule, you break whenever you want. So we break in the middle of the live stream. But I don't want those live streamers that have been nice enough to take an hour out of their day or whatever to come sit on Ustream and stare at us to be sitting
in silence. All by themselves.
So I talk to them for about 20 minutes while other people go have cigarettes.
I've been on that show, and in my foot, it's an hour. I mean, it's like three to do that show.
Sure.
Yeah. Three.
Well, I think it's like a two-hour show, pretty
really?
Much, right? So anyway,
maybe it's just more interesting when I'm on it and goes longer.
Ryder is here with us for the night, and our number is 855-450-FREE. You may take control, and we're going to actually start things out by going to Skype, where Frode is on the line, calling from Norway, where it's past 1 in the morning. Hey, Frode.
Hello, guys.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you.
What's on your mind?
I was thinking a lot the other day about healthcare and how healthcare will be taken care of in a libertarian view. And I want to hear you guys' ideas of how to...
Sure. I think that one of the things that would happen would be that you'd probably start seeing better service used to happen before the government got so involved. You might actually have doctors making house calls again if they don't have to spend a bunch of time and effort on government and insurance paperwork. Of course, a lot of the insurance paperwork is mandated by the state and so on and so forth. You get the government out of healthcare, and doctors can do more doctoring rather than paperwork. I think that's one big advance. And, of course, more competition in the industry would be possible as well, because you wouldn't necessarily have the state sort of helping these guys monopolize their field. There are a lot of things that nurses, for instance, can do that they're trained on doing, but they can't by law perform certain actions without having a doctor present. And so there are just there's so many different areas that we can answer this from. Of course, the FDA is another one where various different drugs would be able to make it to market without having to jump through a bunch of regulatory hoops, which of course doesn't mean that there would be really dangerous drugs necessarily, because the companies would still be liable for hurting people.
People are still going to want their drugs tested.
Yeah, and there would be independent agencies that could do that testing, independent agencies that test.
You mean like
new
Consumer
technologies.
Reports drug book?
Yeah, exactly, like Consumer Reports or whatever.
But what about those sicknesses that are not bringing in money? I am talking about, for example, cancer. There's a lot of sicknesses. I see that.
You don't think people support cancer research?
Well, first and foremost, I live in a socialist country, and I kind of see how they do it here. Norway is always on the top when it comes to hospitals. Norway is always on the top when it comes to healthy people. Every time there's the UN does service, Norway comes on top. And I kind of think that has to do with socialism. And I'm kind of,
why?
I'm kind of, well, as I see it, because people with guns and power take other people's money and give it to other people, it works here in Norway. Norway is so little country. We have a lot of oil. We have a lot of fish.
So
that
you don't
we
believe
export.
That you can help people without using guns and
he just
them?
Wants to hear some ideas, Ian.
Well, he wants to hear ideas, but he just said that he thinks it's because of socialism is why it works there. And what about all the socialist countries where healthcare is crappy, like North Korea?
I'm just saying that Norway is really really rich. We have a lot of money because of the oil. We have an oil-driven country, but I'm just looking for libertarian ways to get rid of. I don't especially like socialism.
Okay.
I'm just saying it works here in Norway because we are a little country with a few people and a lot of oil.
Right. Hmm. So I think you're right that things that a lot of people need and want, and I think that cancer research is something that a lot of people need and want, but, you know, like leukemia, but perhaps there's some kind of, you know, rare sarcoma or something like that would be fewer people would want that. So you can find hamburgers at McDonald's for a dollar, cheeseburgers at McDonald's for a dollar, because a lot of people want double cheeseburgers. Foie gras, on the other hand, which is fatty goose liver, is much more difficult to find and much more costly. So when you look at the marketplace, we see that competition drives down rates. And there's a very interesting piece done at the Of Two Minds blog. It's at oftwominds.com. And somebody got the little piece of paper advertising the rates for having a baby at some particular hospital in 1952 here in the United States. In 1952, it cost, if you were willing to go with just having a baby in a ward, $14. If you wanted the deluxe private room, $23. Now, when you do the math on this, and the obstetrical service cost, by the way, is $30 also. So there's some costs involved. When they wind it up, now remember, we had a child about 5 years ago. The cost of the hospital, $10,000.
And I did not have a child with you. Just pointing that out.
Sorry.
I don't think Ryder did either.
Yeah. Nobody talking here had my child. And that was $10,000. So if you wind up the cost of having a baby from 1952 to today's dollars, it's $244
compared to $10,000.
But what about, for example, one of those things I see the main problem is in psychiatry. Because I can use a good example. Here in Lillehammer, where I live in Norway, we have something called day psychiatry care, where people can come in and can get medicine, they can get a person to talk to, they can, it's a good thing, and they can be there for seven days for the max, they can sleep over. And that costs a lot of money for the hospital. It costs, I think it's almost...
You mean it would cost a lot of money in the U.S., but it's free in Norway?
It's free in Norway.
Right. So,
totally free.
Yep, I totally get where you're coming from, and you know, we can continue the discussion. Thanks for the call tonight, Freud. Freud, appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So let's come back and talk about the psychology aspect of this, because, it's not cheap to check into an inpatient clinic.
Sure.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. How would the marketplace be able to solve that? And are there already free clinics in the U.S.? Maybe there are. Maybe there are scholarships and that sort of thing, or whatever you want to call it, like people who are willing to pony up for that. But let's go, and you can share your thoughts as well at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, and it's Free Talk Live.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books. You carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of your toll-free at 855-453. Maybe you want to comment on the healthcare discussion started by a gentleman from Norway who is saying that he wants to hear liberty-oriented ideas for healthcare, but he's faced with all this evidence that the socialist system works, that, you know, they steal money from people, but, hey, you get free healthcare. You know, you walk into a hospital, it's free. You go to the psychiatric ward or whatever, that's free, too.
It's something I struggle with because I think citizens of richer countries are going to naturally be benefited from those riches that have gone on generation to generation.
As he pointed out, this is a very oil-rich country, sure. Norway, as compared to, say, North Korea, which also has state-run health care. and probably not so great there. So yeah. Certainly the money is a factor.
It's kind of unfortunately the way things work. I don't necessarily deserve everything I have gotten throughout my life. There may be people who work just as hard or three times as hard as me in other countries that just don't have the resources we happen to have here or the opportunities.
We'll come back to that discussion. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. Another great place to get some liberty-oriented talk is from the School Sucks Project. They're a podcast, call-in show, and YouTube channel, as well as web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, as well as personal growth and better communication strategies. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com and register for an account, participate in the forums, suggest show topics, and access years' worth of their archives, all for free. That's schoolsucksproject.com. We're going to go back to the phones here. Matula is on the line in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matula.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, y'all talking about the health care. I wanted to get Mark's take or even yours take on what back in when these guys were running for president, you know what I'm saying, a couple years ago or a year and change or whatever, and Mitt Romney was nipping at his heels whenever he threatened to repeal the Obamacare, which is kind of ironic because he has something to do with writing it, but I'm just trying to figure out if you guys know anything, if there's any way to actually do that. Can only a president do it, or can you know?
To do what exactly?
Repeal Obamacare.
So there's some provisions of Obamacare that can that are still sort of debatable from a court standpoint. You know, on the state level, some states believe that they can undo portions, important portions of Obamacare, and basically render it null and void in their state. I don't know. I guess the courts have to come up with it. Certainly the president would have, you know, the ability to, you know, through certain executive orders, sort of do right. some things. But this is, Obamacare was passed through the legislature. It's law.
Yes, I know, and, man. It's kind of like the FBI. I mean, it's here to stay, you know what I mean? But
unless,
you know,
it gets undone.
Like unless it gets undone. It's kind of like the weed thing up in here in Washington, you know what I'm saying? We get to smoke our weed without no problem, you know what I'm saying? We just wait for the feds, waiting to see what they're going to do about that, you know what I'm saying? But you kind of answered my question. It's on a state level, you know what I'm saying? It's up to the states to, you know, put their own legislation forward.
Well, it's also up to the individual as well. If you decide you don't want to participate, then don't.
Exactly.
I mean, you don't have to go along with that. I mean, they might threaten you and they might hurt you, but
and they might take some money out of my taxes at the end of the year too.
Yeah, they might. But you should stop paying taxes and then that won't be a problem.
Matula makes it sound so easy, doesn't he?
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate it. Later, bro.
Thanks, dude. Bye bye. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. As we continue, Andrew's in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live, Andrew.
Hey guys, I wanted to first congratulate New Hampshire on being the 19th state to adopt a medical marijuana policy.
Yeah, we're 19.
Hey, better than being dead last, right?
Yeah, well, it's embarrassing as far as I'm concerned.
It is an embarrassment. But, you know,
it's also the worst medical marijuana law in the nation.
Sorry, you talked over him there, Mark. What?
I said it's the worst medical marijuana law in the nation. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's where I was going, because down here in Arizona, we've adopted the same kind of law, and you have a bunch of rogue cops running around who are telling people that they can't, you know, set up shops and allow people access to these dispensaries because it violates federal law.
The state cops are doing that?
Yeah. Yeah, down here in Arizona and also in California, too.
How long have you guys had the medical in Arizona?
It was passed in 2010.
And so is it supposed to be a state distribution system where the state runs the distribution centers? How does that work?
Yeah, basically, so a dispensary can get a permit to open, and then the doctor signs the waiver form for the patient saying, you know, other previous medications didn't work, so they're going to try this out. And what's happened in California is the number of medical shops have exploded. The ratio to Starbucks is 2-1.
Yeah.
Being mm-hmm. dispensaries. And so, yeah, you have these cops who still are choosing to follow federal law rather than state law, and especially the departments like DEA, they go around to these dispensaries and they'll raid them, take all of the public files, medical records, everything, take all the plants, and just leave the people, the shop owners, with nothing, even though they're running on nonprofit.
The DEA is doing that in California, but if the state cops are attempting to enforce federal law over state law, I'd say
like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah, that sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen to me.
Yeah, because I've seen videos of state cops actually assisting the DEA in these raids and patrolling, making sure no one else is, trying to stop them from doing their lovely work.
I'm not surprised. Well, I'm just saying that it's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
It sounds like you've got despite all the trouble you're having there with the police, it does sound like you've got a better medical marijuana system than New Hampshire. You said that anyone can apply.
There are dispensaries to raid.
Right. Well, there are dispensaries, but New Hampshire just passed their law yesterday. So it's going to take them a little while to set the first dispensary up, which is unfortunate because here it's state-run dispensaries, as I understand it. There's a limited amount of them.
I was looking over the bill, and it said that it allows for 4 dispensaries statewide. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's pathetic.
It's not a big state, but yeah.
Yeah, geez, one for, like, each city.
Is there a legal definition or a legal difference between a dispensary and a manufacturing facility?
That's a good question.
Because, for example,
will they get the pot?
We have state liquor stores.
Yeah.
They're not out back brewing that liquor.
No, that's true.
They get it imported, so I'm wondering how that sort of system would work.
California, you can apply for a grow permit if you're already a customer, and you can grow up to 90 plants. And then, providing that you're following all their permits and regulations, you can then sell your product to the dispensary.
Yeah, unfortunately, the dirty politician who is currently in charge of the governor's office demanded that home grow be removed from this piece of legislation. So it had passed the state reps with home grow as an option, but this governor lady, Hassan, she has decided that she's got her police buddies on her side that are telling her what to do, and she's going along with whatever they tell her. So they passed medical marijuana in New Hampshire, but it needs a lot of work. It's a step in the right direction, but that's about all I'll give it. Hey, thanks for the call, Andrew. I appreciate your story tonight. 855-450-FREE.
I'm just frightened to think that somebody might be brewing distilled liquor in New Hampshire.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I've tried some of it. It's pretty strong stuff.
You don't brew liquor.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. You get to create the content of the site, so what you put up on the front page can be voted by other listeners, voted upon. Vote it up if you like it, vote it down if you don't, and you can go to freetalklive.com to do that. Also, you can add content, so if you find something that maybe you want to share with our listeners, you can do that too. News item, blog post, YouTube video of interest, just post it there to freetalklive.com, and others will vote. And we'll figure out what, in the aggregate, you, the listeners, want to hear us talk about. Of course, the best way to get your thoughts on the air is to call in at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, and it's brought to you by SACL CAI.
You can join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. They can help you to incorporate your business, or create a will, or a living trust, or a living will, or register a trademark, or put in a patent, whatever it is that you might need, whatever common legal document you might need. They've got it over there, and they've got it at a significantly lower rate than some attorney wants to sell it to you at. Now, they're not attorneys, but they were created by attorneys, and these documents are accepted in all 50 states. Go check them out, LegalZoom.com. Use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. That's a great deal. Save 10 bucks at LegalZoom.com. You really do need a will. And if you've got a family, it's mandatory. LegalZoom.com.
So is healthcare a justifiable reason to point guns at people and take money by force? I don't know if our earlier caller was saying that he supported that. It didn't necessarily sound like it, but on the other hand, he did like the fact that he could have free healthcare in Norway, or what appears to be free, right? Because they're taking the money out of your paycheck. You don't really know how much of it's going necessarily to the healthcare bureaucracy, but you know that they're taking tax dollars, and then you can go to the hospital, or in this case, he was talking about psychological help as well as available to people for free. They could check into an inpatient clinic for up to a week, apparently, and you know, get some psychological assistance. And the question was, you know, how would that work without having government violence to back it up? And we never really got to answer that question. Any of you want to solve
specifics
that?
On inpatient psychological treatment?
Yeah, or just okay. You know, psychological treatment in general.
So currently what we have is a situation where different unions, like the American Medical Association, take a look at it. It functions like a union. Mm-hmm. limit the amount of doctors that are going into a specific field. During the 90s, the amount of doctors were limited, and we saw an increase in costs. And now they've lessened up a little bit, but that doesn't change the fact that there's basically one organization deciding how many doctors we have. When was the last time a controlled market worked? So if a real market was put into place, we'd have more competition in the area of psychiatrists and psychologists. And here's another thing I have to ask, and he was talking about outpatient services too, being able to go in and talk to somebody. It costs, $150 or something like that, an hour to go see a psychiatrist in most places, maybe even more than that. Some people are paying, especially if their insurance is kicking out for it. But do you necessarily need that?
Just to have someone to talk to?
Really, I wonder to myself, how much better off would people just from getting good advice? When I was in Las Vegas, I was walking down the street. There was a bum who had a sign, bad advice, $10. And I wonder if you were to take that bum's $10 advice and compare it, let's hope he was being funny, right? But if you just had somebody that considered themselves good at giving advice, mm-hmm. compared to a psychiatrist, and the person giving advice is like, I'll listen to you for $25 an hour. The psychiatrist is saying $150. How much worse off would you be?
Not only that, we have crisis hotlines that are run by volunteers. I can't speak to how good they are or how trained those people are, but they're available. And, call suicide. If that one doesn't work, call another one.
They're probably better trained than the police department is on one of those lines. So I think that...
You mean if you're considering suicide, call the police and see what they do?
Yeah, they're going to come and put you in handcuffs.
Right, they'll probably tase you to stop you from
They might
that.
Help.
And they're not necessarily trained to deal with those kind of situations. So looking at this issue, there's a real penchant that people have to stay with what's known. And what's known is the violent system works. The government monopoly on violence, or at least appears to work at first glance. But then when you start digging into it, and you get into the stories about people, and maybe this never happens in Norway, but it certainly happens in places like Canada and the UK, where they also have socialized healthcare systems, where when people try to get help for a real problem, some real illness, for instance, it becomes much more frustrating, because it's one thing to walk in for a bump on the knee or something like that. It's another thing to have some serious disease, and then you start to find out how frustrating this government-run system can be with all of its bureaucracy and its paperwork and its its slowness, because bureaucrats don't exactly respond quickly to things. So you have to go generally see the general practitioner first, and then the general practitioner will have to recommend you to a specialist, who then it's going to take you probably months to get in to see the specialist, so the specialist can look at you. They'll eventually maybe decide what to do with you, and then it might be longer before you can have whatever sort of, if it's an operation, for instance, whatever the operation might be. And by that time, you might have expired at that point.
Well, different countries have different single-payer systems.
Yeah, that's true.
And some work better than others. But here's one thing that never gets factored into the single-payer system. Places like Norway have the medical systems that they have to some extent because the United States taxpayer shoulders the burden of keeping the world's shipping lanes clear. And I'm not saying that this is the only way the world's shipping lanes could be kept clear. I'm not saying that at all. But piracy is a nearly unheard of event in the world except for off the Horn of Africa. And why it's still going on, why it's, we even had an experiencing that at all is difficult to say. But, the rest of these sort of countries in Europe, basically, with the NATO treaty, they've been neutered. They don't have militaries of much size anymore. They may create some very interesting weapons of war, but they basically sell them to the United States or Israel or someplace like that.
And what's that have to do with medical care?
Because the government's traditional role is creating militaries. And when their burden is lessened in that particular
I see what
arena.
You're saying because Norway isn't spending a bunch of money on a big old military. That
or
a
navy, right?
That they can spend more of it on healthcare.
That's right. And you'll note, by the way, with their socialized medicines, not just in Norway, but around the world, medical costs, as industrialized nations around the world have gone to the single payer system, the costs in the U.S. have gone up. It could be that the you know, the drug companies and the medical manufacturing companies are basically just getting their profits from the U.S. and subsisting on the costs from these other countries. Now, I think once they, if they got rid of the intellectual property laws surrounding this, you'd see the costs plummet.
Mm-hmm.
But under the current system, there's a lot of intellectual property lawyers to keep going too, and huge costs as far as testing and that kind of thing.
It's almost impossible to look at a country and know how much they're actually taxing their citizens. But
oh, yeah.
I've seen a comparison here that in Norway, to be an entrepreneur at least, it would cost about 30% more in taxes than if you're an entrepreneur in the U.S.
In the U.S.
And that's taking
Good
into
Lord.
Account, that's taking into account income tax, payroll taxes, and things like that. So it's impossible to know what would happen if that money was back on the individual user. And I'm no healthcare expert, but I know when I go to the dentist, they can tell me how much it is to clean my teeth and how much it is for the guy with the title to walk in and say hi to me.
Dentists and veterinarians are some of the most unregulated healthcare professionals in the United States.
That's true.
And what you'll notice is up here in Keene, the cost of going to a dentist costs more than it does in Sarasota, Florida.
Because there aren't as many.
Where the competition is much more fierce for medical care in general, and people are on sort of fixed incomes.
I can't really say it costs that much more here for me, but then again, I just go and get my teeth cleaned.
It costs about 50% more for me.
Wow.
And that's the teeth cleaning. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I paid in cash. Maybe you were under your parents or something.
No, I was paying in cash.
I don't know what to tell you. That's what my experience is here. Maybe I just got the wrong dentist. I don't know, but that's what my experience is.
But that's generally a true statement. The competition does bring prices down. And, of course, if everybody's got money back in their pocket, then they'll be able to allocate that money more efficiently rather than having bureaucrats sit in some office and arbitrarily decide based on favoritism or nepotism where to send the money that they didn't earn, that they stole, that they threatened to get. Comparing that to individuals deciding where to put their money, what they think's important, that ultimately will be a much, I think, more stable and healthy situation. What's coming up?
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
And Ryder.
And Mark.
All right, so 855-453. Also Skype us at username lrn.fm. If you have further thoughts on the healthcare discussion, feel free to add them in here. It's a big, big topic. It's something we could spend an entire show probably talking about, a variety of ins and outs, but ultimately, you know, for me it comes down to principle. I understand that for some people the ends justify the means, that, well, healthcare being so-called free is worth threatening a bunch of people with violence over, which is what the government does. If you don't pay for their system, if you don't pay into their demands, then they might put you in a cage. They might steal your home from you. They might harm you in some sort of manner. And, of course, the irony is they're supposedly doing it to take care of your health. I would rather see a world where people didn't have threats made and that they could just voluntarily donate to whatever kind of health-related organizations they thought were most effective, or, you know, give to some sort of united way of healthcare giving where you can, like, give to one organization and they divvy up that money and give it to 100 different organizations. I mean, these are things that kind of already exist. There are already free clinics. There are already doctors who donate some of their time on a regular basis to give free checkups to people and give, you know, look at people for free.
Sure.
Hospitals have charity wings.
There could be hospitals and clinics that sell subscriptions or memberships.
Yep, they do that, actually.
As opposed to paying when you actually have to use the service. It's sort of a way of insurance.
That's
if you're
right.
Paying for a membership.
Doctors do that right now. So some of this stuff already exists. You would just probably see more of it in the absence of the government healthcare system.
And I think that it's a reality, right, that if we had a free market in healthcare system, in a healthcare system, that poor people wouldn't get as good of a service as rich people do. I mean, that's a real reality. And for some people, this is unacceptable. But what those people need to understand is that's what's happening today. You can't, when you provide equal service for everybody, you basically provide equally bad service for everybody, and it kills off innovation. In the same way that 10 years ago, flat-screen plasma TVs were a big, fat, hairy deal. They cost a whole bunch of money, and now they are the only... You can't even buy a cathode ray tube. You just can't find a regular television anymore. They don't have them anymore. They're junk. They're boat anchors. And everybody has a flat-screen TV, whatever size it might be, because as the market provides a new service, that service gets bought by the rich people, then the slightly less rich people, and then the slightly less rich people until the costs come down to where everybody can afford it. And let's take a look. Healthcare costs are like 40 times what they were in the 50s. This is around the world. Do we have 40 times better healthcare? If
well,
you
right.
take, if you take a look at the survival rates and longevity, you would say
no not even
we
close.
Don't.
But what about like you look at the same 40 years or 50 years and look at computing technology? And costs have not gone up in computing technology. They've dropped dramatically. Year after year, costs continue to spiral down as new computer parts come out and are released, and they continue to one-up each other, and it's worldwide competition. Like, it just keeps getting better and better. A $1,000 computer today is far, far better than a $10,000 computer 10 years ago.
But, Ian, in a free market in computing, somebody could sell you a computer that doesn't turn on.
Well, they could, but then you can call the company and get an RMA and send the thing back, and they'll send you another one.
But the company might not take it in a free market. Who's to force them to take the equipment back?
What if the computer exploded and Ian's dead? Then he can't send it back.
These are the excuses that you hear, but the fact is that, hey, look, some people are going to get screwed. There's no doubt about it. Some people are going to get screwed, but it's going to be very few, and
people get screwed today in the government system. Look at all the people who've died waiting for some sort of surgery.
Sure. To be fair, not every industry has benefited as much as computers have.
It's more of an emergent technology than medicine is.
I don't necessarily think that oil and gas have gone down that much over the last 40 years. In fact, they've probably gone up a little bit in comparison to dollars. It's hard to tell.
I don't know. You have to look at inflation.
There's a lot of money in the energy sector, and it's difficult to know what a free market in energy might look like.
I stopped by Walmart the other day. I couldn't believe that batteries were still the same price.
Batteries have come down.
Really?
Double A's? They've come down.
I feel like they're still too expensive.
Batteries used to be over $1 a battery, and I think they're much cheaper than that now. They're like 50 cents or whatever or less for batteries. I look at batteries these days, and I'm just amazed at how cheap they are.
All right, well, I'm wrong then.
Let's go to Skype, where Hassan is on the line. Hassan in New York. Hello there.
Hello. I basically wanted to talk about the technical issues of DRM, but before that, I want to make like a quick statement about the government for the most part.
Sure.
Basically, the government's essentially just an expensive middleman. It's the equivalent of basically paying somebody $100,000 a year to monitor your water heater for when it breaks, and then they'll pay somebody else $600 to go replace it.
Yeah,
that's essentially what the government does.
They do say that somewhere between 60 and 80% of government costs are wrapped up in middle-class bureaucrats that, on the federal and state level.
Except they're usually not doing any kind of service. They're just in the way. They just stand there and they hold their hand out and
then they club you
if you don't pay them.
The government got somebody to fix my driveway when it got washed out about 10 days ago or whatever it was, and they did it in
sometimes,
3 days.
Sometimes
I probably could have gotten it fixed in one day, and I don't know what my costs were for maintaining my chunk of road. I couldn't say that, but they did do the job.
I find it ironic that the collapse of government, city and statewide, seemed to be mostly driven by the unions of the employees that are working for the government.
Because they won't back down on their demands on getting paid, you mean?
Sure.
Yeah, well, actually, there's more news from Detroit as well. Maybe we'll get a chance to get to that tonight. But Hassan, go ahead with the other point of your call.
Yeah, basically, the discussion of video games are brought up, pretty much no one really talks about the technical issues of DRM.
DRM stands for Digital Rights Management. Try to keep... Remember that the people you have listening may not really even know what DRM is. So can you explain that?
Yes, DRM is basically a set of technologies usually within software or hardware, and it is designed to limit and control how people use the content they purchase. And the primary use of it is to prevent people from file sharing, but it doesn't really work in that way either. It doesn't prevent it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the main limitations of like the new wave of DRM that's hidden video games and a lot of professional software, such as Adobe Photoshop, like Creative Cloud, is the use of online-based DRM, where your game that you buy or the software you purchase will phone home to authenticate and make sure that you're not stealing their software.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that is you're basically gambling on the future. You don't know when they'll decide, hey, it's no longer profitable to actually support this program anymore.
Right.
Not
so just
buying it.
Let me give you an example of what you're talking about here. So you buy a video game And, you know, 10 years later, what happens if that company is out of business? This game's first thing
it
does...
I've got plenty of PlayStation 2 and even PlayStation 1 games that are...
Those companies are gone. So you're feeling nostalgic 10 years later. You want to pull up that old game and pop it in the player and you know, give it a run. And it says, sorry, cannot connect to our server. You may not be a real legitimate user of this software. Sorry.
So not only does your game not work, but you get a good old-fashioned insult in the process.
Adobe recently, to their credit, did something good, I would say, in that they didn't want to support the licensing servers for CS2 anymore. So they just put CS2 online for... allegedly previous owners to download, but they're not checking licensing
really
on that anymore.
So you can get an old version of the software.
What is CS2?
Adobe Photoshop.
Okay. Sorry, it's an old version of Photoshop, yeah. And so they put the software online and said, we're not checking the licenses anymore, but please don't download unless you already owned it.
Interesting. Good for them, I guess.
But it's funny the caller would call in about this. I just came from work and I was trying to activate a new Microsoft product, and you have to create an account and then log into the account, and then go back to the software, log into the account again, and it's all this big
it's ridiculous
loop-de-loop process just to activate some software we've legitimately purchased.
Hassan?
And that's pretty much the issue. It's like, basically last night they were talking about some video games on Free Talk Live, and just wanted to bring up the DRM aspect.
Now, not all games have this, right? Like we were talking about some Android games last night, and I don't think those... have that same level of protection, right? I mean, we're pretty much talking about big-name software and larger release video games by big companies.
A lot of big-name software has it, but some Android games actually do it also.
Wow.
Especially some of the paid ones. They'll perform a server check every once in a while,
and if that
check fails...
Yeah, I definitely share that concern. I guess that's a reason not to buy software and just take it from torrents. Thanks for call.
Fortunately, the barrier to entry to software development has gotten much lower, and that there are open source solutions to some of these products already.
Great point. And there's also cracks available. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. And if you want, you can still you can still send money to the company that you're cracking the game. But then if you want to give them money for the game that they've created so they keep making games, you do that and then use the cracked version, and it'll be good for a long time.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wall, David Serrada, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.